Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is, regardless of when you listen to them, in the morning, at night, on the treadmill, on your commute, whenever, that these would be helpful for you. In fact, I want to mention that if you go to our website, weekdaypodcast.com, you'll find an extensive archive from the last several years of all kinds of topics. So if there's something you're wrestling with today, feel free to check that out and do a little search on the website, and I think you'll find something that maybe fits what you're looking at today. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of praying like Jesus. Most people have heard of what most people call the Lord's Prayer. It's a prayer that's often recited in churches, in religious gatherings, but there's so much more to that prayer than just reciting it. In fact, one of the things I believe is that Jesus gave it as a model. Or another way to think about it is Jesus gave it as an outline to teach us a way of prayer that helps us connect with our Heavenly Father, and it empowers us to live this life through Him. And so I want to read the prayer to you, and I want to talk about a couple of takeaways just from the beginning of it. It says in Luke 11, verse 1, that one day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when He finished praying, one of His disciples said to Him, "Lord, teach us to pray." So that's the setup. They ask the question, how do we pray? And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." A couple of takeaways I want you to think about today as you relate it to your own prayer life is, first, Jesus starts with a relationship. He starts the prayer by saying, "Our Father in heaven." What I really believe is that God's not interested in just our church attendance. He's not interested in some religion. Instead, what God cares about is a relationship. It's this reminder when we say "Our Father" that He has adopted us as His children and that He loves for us to call Him by that name or that relationship, Father. By starting our prayer time by talking about a relationship with God, it's a powerful thing that I think God enjoys. Listen to these verses from the New Testament. Romans 8, verse 15, it says, "You have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He," listen to this phrase, "when He adopted you as His own son. Now we call Him Abba Father." And so part of prayer today, to pray like Jesus, is to proclaim that, to talk about that intimate relationship with God and address Him as your loving Heavenly Father that cares about you and that you are His child. That's takeaway number one. A second takeaway that I want to give you today is to worship Him as part of that prayer. That next phrase where Jesus says, "Hallowed be your name," this is all about worshiping Him. This is about lifting Him up. It's about saying, "God, your name is higher than any other name." Think about this list I ran across. Here's the name of God, that God is righteousness, which means He makes us clean. That He is the sanctifier that calls us out and sets us apart. He's the healer that can heal all of our diseases. God is the banner of victory, which means He defeated our enemies. He's the shepherd that speaks to us and leads us. He's peace. He's our peace in the middle of every storm. And He's our provider who supplies all our needs. Think about this verse from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe." And so these are two great reminders if you're thinking about praying like Jesus today. Number one, start on the basis of relationship. If you know God personally, He's your Father and you're His child. And then number two, before diving into what we're asking for, let's worship Him. Let's lift Him up for who He is and what He's done. And I'm telling you, these two things will help us to pray like Jesus. Well, if today was helpful, I want to invite you to join us this next Wednesday morning for our third and final Wednesday morning early morning prayer time at Sugar Hill Church in the chapel. We meet at 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning, the 22nd, for about a half an hour, and it's a time of praise, it's a time of devotion, and a time of guided prayer that helps us to connect with our Heavenly Father. I cannot tell you how excited I am about this, to say as we start this new year that we would spend it in a time of focused prayer. Today, let's practice these first two principles and learn to pray like Jesus. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.